American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavor, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field-to-table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pross.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
I mean, is there really any higher duty for a nation than protecting its children?
No.
Not climate conferences, not even corporate profits, you know, which some folks may say, well, for you conservative, you're putting kids above profits.
Well,
oh, really?
Look, go to the Declaration of Independence. It says that governments are instituted among men to secure our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So government's first job, its most important job, is to secure the right to life.
Well,
and you're supposed to be doing that for those who are most vulnerable in society. Who is more vulnerable for children?
Well, and starting with the unborn, right?
That's
those
true.
And still in the womb. But no, what I'm talking about is what Tennessee Attorney General did today.
Okay.
By filing a lawsuit against Roblox.
All right.
And it's not just a good thing. It is long overdue. They're following, actually, the lead of the great state of Louisiana.
I think Texas has also done this. I think Missouri's also filed lawsuits against Roblox.
So this lawsuit from Tennessee, it filed by the Attorney General of Tennessee, it accuses Roblox of misleading parents about the safety of its platform and enabling predators to exploit children, all while publicly claiming that child safety is its top priority. I mean, but let me tell you something, folks. When a company markets itself as a colorful, creative playground for kids while knowingly allowing predators to roam freely within it,
yeah,
that's not just negligence. That is deception. I might even go as far as to say that is evil.
That is evil. That's aiding and abetting child predators. I mean, that's absolutely evil. It wasn't Missouri. So Texas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Tennessee, and South Carolina have now all filed lawsuits against Roblox. What's odd about this
is it just it's red state
yes.
attorney generals that are filing that lawsuit?
And not just red state attorney generals, but some of the most conservative red state
what
attorney
generals.
What is
that all about?
Why isn't every state doing this? Because the Declaration of Independence doesn't just say that Republican governments should be protecting life. The Declaration of Independence says that's the only job of all governments, that governments are instituted among men to secure our rights. That's why every single government exists, is to secure our rights. So why is it only red state governments care about securing the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness of our children?
No, and, you know, of course, we're told for years, you know, well, tech companies can police themselves. They'll innovate solutions. That government involvement will somehow stifle creativity. Well, you know what? I got a question for you.
Okay.
How's that working out? Because predators don't need to go onto playgrounds anymore. You know what they do? They log in. They use chat features. They private messages, in-game, messaging.
And, right. But wait.
I mean, wait.
There are some tech companies that are policing themselves. I think when it comes to childhood predators, I think you could say Twitter is policing itself, that Instagram and Facebook are policing themselves.
For child predators?
For childhood predators?
I mean, that's not necessarily a platform.
No, but that's what we're talking about here. Roblox hasn't. I'm not sure TikTok has. Roblox clearly has not protected its platform for children from childhood predators. I think there are some tech companies that have. And so we can't say the government needs to step in and regulate all of this. There's clearly already laws that are in place. Texas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Tennessee, South Carolina didn't have to pass new laws in order to be able to sue Roblox for not protecting children. They simply are enforcing the laws that are already on the books. And that's part of the importance of this. Not every problem requires a brand new government solution. Sometimes all it takes is for the government to simply pursue the laws that are currently on the books. And that's what's going on here.
No, I agree with that. So this suit alleges that Roblox has systematically downplayed the known dangers, they have overstated its safety controls, and they've reduced oversight, even after repeated warnings. Because meaningful child safety, you know what? It costs money. It costs money. And to some degree, some might say it slows growth.
Yeah.
But folks, that's the key point. This is not about ignorance.
Right.
This is about Roblox following incentives, you know, to build their platform.
Look, if you had, back in the day, say you had an ice cream company, okay, and they've got the vans going around and they're attracting children. They got the song playing, you got the ice cream, right? If those companies were knowingly hiring child predators, people on the sex offender list.
Yeah, would you let them in your neighborhood?
Would the state turn a blind eye to the ice cream companies knowingly hiring sexual predators, people on the sex abuse registry to be driving those vans? No, they wouldn't. There would be lawsuits against those companies.
Now, you know what? There's some folks out there, maybe libertarians that might say, you know what? This isn't the job of government to police. This is the job of parents. But I think that's a very dishonest argument that parents should monitor their kids better. Because the reason I say that is parents are not software engineers.
They're not.
They don't design back-end systems. They don't control moderation staffing, right?
And it's impossible to keep up with the technology at the pace that it's changing. It just is. That argument is like blaming rape victims for being raped. It's not the government's job to stop rape. Yeah, it actually is, because that's a life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness issue. A rape is a violation of a person's liberty, and government's job is to secure our rights to liberty. If somebody comes and rapes you, they have taken away your right to liberty, your right to say no. They've taken that away from you. That is government's job to step in and say that has to stop. It is government's job to secure that right. And when we come to this issue online, yes, you have to balance some liberties. You have the right to free speech. That's a liberty issue. But children also have the right not to be violated.
Okay, but
and Roblox has parts of Roblox where there are child predators on there luring children into dangerous situations.
Okay, but I think most of our audience right now, they agree 1,000% with what we're talking about.
Okay.
My question is, why has protecting children become a partisan issue in blue states?
Isn't that
because
crazy?
It's not conservative. It's not a liberal issue.
It's an American issue. It's in our founding document. It's in our founding documents. You've got to protect the people. That includes the most vulnerable among us, and that includes children. But I think it's because the left doesn't fully value children. If they did, they wouldn't be in favor of abortion.
Or does big tech have these blue states wrapped around their finger?
I don't know if Roblox has got...
And in red states, well, they all have lobbyist groups.
I mean, Elon Musk is a Republican now.
No, but there are many instances where states put in, safeguards where, for example, you have to prove that you're of a certain age in order to access some website.
Pornography.
A lot of times, that state Supreme Court will knock that down, saying that it's a freedom of speech issue. Even in red states.
Some states have. Those are holding up for the most part, but you're right. There are some court challenges to it. This should not be a blue state versus red state issue, but
it's about our kids.
Let's get to the top of the things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know from all, 9 of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies have announced they've reached an agreement with the Trump administration to voluntarily lower their prices on prescription drugs. This includes the companies of Merck, Bristol-Myers, Squibb, Amgen, Gilead, GSK, Sanofi, Roche's Genentech, privately held Boehringer Ingelheim, and Novartis. The companies are offering discounts of up to 80% off current levels. In exchange for them lowering their prices, President Trump won't apply his upcoming pharmaceutical tariffs on those companies. President Trump said this represents the greatest victory for patient affordability in the history of American healthcare by far, and every single American will benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these drug companies are already selling these drugs halfway around the world at much discounted prices. Why not make Americans beneficiaries of that?
Because until now, we haven't had any president that insisted that that happen. Second thing you need to know for tomorrow, Judge Hannah Dugan has been convicted of felony obstruction in Wisconsin. Judge Dugan was arrested earlier this year after she helped an illegal alien in her courtroom escape from ICE agents who were waiting to deport him. Dugan brought the man into her chambers, helped him sneak out a back entrance where he was eventually chased down by federal officers. Dugan claimed at trial that she was only following the courthouse rules, but the jury did not buy that argument. Dugan now faces up to 5 years in prison.
I mean, she's a judge. What is she pleading ignorance of the law here?
She's claiming that the courthouse rules say that this is what you do. You protect illegal immigrants because it's a sanctuary city.
Show me where that's written.
The jury didn't buy it either. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Trump administration is pausing the diversity lottery program for legal immigration into the U.S. This comes after it was revealed that the suspect involved in the murder of two students at Brown University and a professor at MIT was a diversity lottery recipient. Claudio Manuel Neves Valente came to the U.S. from Portugal in 2017 in the diversity lottery and was able to get a green card. Valente was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot in a storage unit in New Hampshire. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem said, "This heinous individual should never have been allowed in our country. At President Trump's direction, I am immediately directing USCIS to pause DV1 program to ensure no more Americans are harmed by this disastrous program."
And by the way, the White House deployed 500 FBI agents to Rhode Island to solve this case.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love Protovite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
Protovite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, apparently the Department of Justice began releasing thousands of new documents pertaining to deceased and convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question
okay.
on this.
All right.
Why do you think there are so many people, and I have my own opinion, but I'd like to know yours. Why do you think there are so many people that are obsessed about the Epstein files? Because there are crimes that occur in this country and around the world that are heinous.
Right.
Absolutely unspeakable, unconscionable, just pure evil.
Right.
And this is another example. I'm not excusing it, not defending it. And yes, we need to know about it. But what makes this particular case so, folks so just really riled up over?
I think it's because of his connections to the rich and powerful. I mean, we've seen so many people that have not been brought to justice because of who they are. Hillary Clinton should have been prosecuted for violating basically our top secret documents laws, right? She violated those laws. She should have been prosecuted for it. She wasn't. We've had other people that have lied to Congress. We've had other people that have cheated and gotten away with things. And as Americans, we're tired of seeing the rich and powerful and politically connected get away with stuff that they shouldn't get away with. Jeffrey Epstein has photos of him with Bill Clinton. He's got photos of him with Donald Trump. He's got photos of him with former Prince, what was his name? Not Prince Henry, Prince Andrew, right?
Andrew, right.
He, a billionaire connected to many other billionaires, flying young girls on his plane to a private island. This wasn't just something dirty in the back alley. This was rich and powerful people using their connections and their money to violate young girls.
You know, Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, both of them have been, you know, in the news here recently.
Yeah.
And both of them have suggested that Epstein was a plant by the Jewish government.
By
the Israelis.
They've lost their minds. Candace Owens has absolutely lost her mind. I have not heard a single thing Candace
Owens... To blackmail. I mean, the Israeli government used Epstein as a way of blackmailing American politicians.
Candace Owens does not understand reality. She doesn't understand fact from fiction anymore. I don't believe a single thing she says. So she should not be our barometer of truth. Just shouldn't be. We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, are you having a company Christmas party?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama told me not to come. She said that ain't the way I've been known.
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. Are we? I didn't get an invitation. If we're having a Christmas party, nobody told me.
I didn't hear it either. You know, I went to a Christmas party, a company Christmas party this past Friday.
Okay.
With my husband's. I hate them. I hate.
Is that why we're not having one?
I hate them. I like Christmas parties with your friends and family, that kind of thing. But I don't like company Christmas parties.
Why not?
Well, there's always a cocktail hour.
Okay.
And I think it's forced conversation.
Okay.
I can't hear, you know, because you're getting older. It's hard to hear.
You get into a room and there's a lot of background
noise.
There's
music. There's so much going on.
Okay.
And it's this forced conversation. And you know, everyone's forced. Nobody really cares what you're saying. I forget the name the second they say the name.
Mm.
And then they can't hear me. So they get too close, you know, and try to say,
they're yelling at you.
So what are your plans for Christmas? And I'm dying. I hate it so much. But my children shamed me into going.
Okay.
You know, be supportive of dad, mom.
Yeah.
You know, so I felt like I had to go. But when I was there, I realized we left early. And I said, Mike, I just hate him because I do too. And I said, but you know what? Even weddings, I hate cocktail hour.
Oh.
I want a chair.
Yeah.
I want to sit in a chair. I want to I'll sit and watch people, but I don't want to be forced in a conversation. And to me, company Christmas parties are forced.
Okay. I'm being reminded of when we did our first show in this new studio and Speaker Mike Johnson came into the studio. And of course, we had a whole bunch of advertisers here. There were some political people that were here. And of course, the Secret Service was here and Mike Johnson, his whole terrain came in. And Terry, you were in the middle all of that holding court. Like there were just people coming up to talk to Terry. And I look over and Kimberly's sitting in a chair in the corner. And both of you were having the time of your lives. Kimberly, you were just enjoying yourself so much, sitting in a corner, watching all this going on.
Observing.
And Terry, you're like, I'm talking to this person. I'm talking to this person. It was hilarious to me.
I do. I like to meet the new people. It's weird. It's like, I think people would not believe this, but there's this introvert, extrovert side to me.
Right.
If I'm pushed into a situation, then I love it. I end up having a good time.
Right.
But before I get there, let's say that there's a party that someone's having, and you know, it's a bunch of like 50 women are invited, and I'm going in by myself. Even if I know that I'm going to know a lot of people there, there's that, I don't want to go in there.
It's anxiousness.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like I just, then you go in there, you have the time of your life. And then you come out, you get in the car, and you're like, you know, yeah. It's like this weird pull inside of me. It's introvert, extrovert, because I do love it,
yeah.
But I would not purposely put myself in that situation.
My daughter's like that. She's got that introvert, extrovert aspect to her. Yeah. I mean, she performs and she does and she goes, but she's got that introvert. Yeah. I need my alone time thing.
Yeah. A lot of actors are that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they can turn it on when they have to turn it on.
Right.
You know, but that isn't what they choose. Same with parties and we can turn it on when we have to turn it on and talk to people. But it takes
but
everything.
But if I'm there, Kimberly doesn't have to turn it on.
Well,
she
Terry,
likes it.
Terry talks for everybody.
Right. And that was what was so funny to me, was just watching you watch Terry mingle. And you were like, I'm mingling too.
Well, this is what Terry's horrible at. And she makes me so mad. She does the bait and switch.
Oh.
So Terry will be across the room. She's talking to somebody. And I know she wants to get out of it. So she goes, Kimberly, come over here. Come here.
So you gotta hear this story.
Oh gosh. So I walk over and she's like, yeah. And so I'm like doing my thing and I'm talking as she
fades away
and I want to kill her. She does it every time.
That's
every
so funny.
Time.
Okay. Last time I went to a Christmas party, my wife, who is an introvert, this is for a TV station in Tyler that I was at, they had a casino set up, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But you weren't winning money, you were winning prizes. Mm-hmm. And we go to the Texas Hold'em table, and sitting at the Texas Hold'em table is my boss and his wife, my boss's boss and his wife, my boss's boss's boss and his wife. And Wendy wiped them all out of money.
That's awesome.
True story. Wiped them all out of money.
List.
We took all of the...
That's awesome. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm like, these are my bosses, baby. You're stealing all of their money. She's like, no, it's gambling. It's poker. We're good.
I will agree with Kimberly on the whole... that, and I get why they do it, the cocktail hour at a wedding. Like, after the wedding, you go to the reception, you have to wait an hour because the couple wants to have their own time.
Sure.
But I think that only works if you tell people... Go ahead and eat, though.
Go ahead and eat.
Go ahead and eat. It's that whole...
Because otherwise, you're drinking on an empty stomach.
You're having your drinks, and you're like, maybe there's a charcuterie mountain of whatever, and you're like, all of you're picking the grapes. You're so hungry.
Uh-huh.
So whenever we have our weddings, it's like, okay, we'll be there. You know, we got to take pictures or whatever.
Okay.
Y'all eat. So, and then we come in, they're happy and full.
There must be food.
Yeah.
So at the Christmas party, don't just do the cocktail
hour. Yeah.
Go ahead and start with the food, and then have some dancing
totally.
And fun
I'll show
stuff
up.
After. You'll show up for that?
I'll show up for that.
And you'll sit in a corner?
I will.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettable, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
American Ground Radio, crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream, and now 100% tariff-free.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, this is a joyous time of year, but I want to take a moment to recognize those who are suffering, because Trump derangement syndrome has no known cure. And
you know what? I actually think it does have a cure. There are people who have recovered from Trump derangement syndrome. There was a reporter from Washington State.
I think that's anecdotal.
She had TDS.
That's anecdotal.
She was eventually invited to the White House, and she said at the White House, she said, I had Trump derangement syndrome.
She cured herself, no medication involved whatsoever.
What she said was she noticed that the left wasn't standing up for her safety, her personal safety. She was trying to cover Antifa, and Antifa was hitting her, and the police wouldn't save her in a Democrat-controlled city. She went, oh, wait, I now understand what they're talking about. And she said, I cured myself of Trump derangement syndrome. I'm happier. I think I'm even better looking now than I was when I had TDS.
Oh, wow.
That's what she
Absolutely.
Said at the White House.
Well, I bring all of this up because, as I said, off the top, Trump derangement syndrome generally has no known cure. And you look to no other than Mitt Romney for evidence of that.
Okay. There is cure. The cure is facts and reason, but you have to be willing to look at facts and reason.
That's a huge, that is a tall order to ask from those on the left.
I understand.
Come on.
Some cures are harder than others.
I mean, this some things you can just take. Santa Claus is going to bring you that? Is that it's on your Santa Claus wish list?
No, I get facts of reason every day. That's why I don't have Trump and derangement syndrome. But you can you can take aspirin and that solves some things. Some things you have to have chemotherapy. Some cures are harder than others. Facts and reason will solve TDS.
Well,
but you have to be willing to take it.
Maybe so. Well, Mitt Romney is out there, and he's trotting out this familiar scare tactic.
Okay.
He's saying that Social Security is running out of money.
That's
yes,
true.
Yes, that is true. The Social Security Trust Fund faces depletion around, fiscal year 2034?
Yeah, not very long.
And now he's talking about, in 2034, if you're currently receiving Social Security benefits, it's going to get cut by 23%. And that simply isn't true. Because, first of all, yes, that does need to be solved.
Right.
But he's not only fear-mongering with regards to that, because that's not a done deal.
Right.
But he's also talking about means testing for Social Security, which means that even if you have paid into the system, because you make over a certain dollar amount or your net worth
you paid in,
then you forfeit
your
Social Security benefits. That is not going to go over well with any Americans, rich or poor alike.
It's not, but Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. It doesn't, it can't.
But we can fix it, and there are several proposals in Congress.
Kind of need to scrap the whole thing and start over, but okay.
I'm just saying.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
So last summer, shortly after Kamala Harris named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate, the Washington Post ran an article titled, "Democrats Should Adopt a New Agenda, Make America Minnesota Already." This is by Catherine Rample.
Wait. Who said this?
The Washington Post.
When?
Last fall, last August. When
Make
America Minnesota again. That's what she was arguing. She said, and by the way, that article has not aged well.
How did that acronym even go? Make Minnesota.
Make America Minnesota make America. Again. Mama, make America. That's what you said, Mama.
Well, you know, the left always does the whole parental
government thing, right?
Relationship.
Her main argument was that because all of the governmental programs that blue states put into effect, things like free school lunch, Medicaid expansion for kids, free college, expanded paid family leave, transgendering children's tax credits, etc., that it's better to raise families in blue states than in red. She said, quote, "One major party cares about children and families, and the other does not." Now, she wasn't talking about the party that's opposed to murdering children. She was talking about the party that's actually very much in favor of murdering children. She says they're in favor of.
Really, and in fact, up to
the moment of birth.
Or even in some states, like in New York, after birth.
But we got to be factual here, right? We're going to solve anything. We got to look at facts and reason. So this is an interesting theory. Let's put her theory to the test. If one party really does care more about children than the other, if one party really is a better place to raise a family than the other, that would show up in the data, right? That would show up in the data.
Well, it depends on what criteria you're using here to determine that.
Let's use a very simple criteria.
Okay.
Which states are having more kids? Because if you can't afford kids, you're not going to have them. If you're living in a state where you can't afford kids because the policies are bad.
Oh, I disagree with you completely.
No, the data
shows
that
up. There are a lot of folks that are having babies that have no idea how they're going to support them.
There are a lot of folks that are putting off having kids because they know they can't afford it. That is a fact.
Well, I think you have both.
You have both.
You have both.
But in states where you have it, it's more affordable to have kids. You don't have the aspect of people that are putting it off because they can't afford it, because they can afford it in those states.
Okay, but kids are expensive.
They are.
In every state. What state is particularly better financially in terms of raising children where
Great
they're less
question.
Expensive?
Well, let's look at the data. The average fertility rate in states that have Republicans in the House, Senate, and governor's office is 1.75. That's the average fertility rate. The average fertility rate in states that have Democrat trifectas is 1.51. So Republicans are having more babies than Democrats are. If you live in a red state, you are much more likely to be having kids than if you live in a blue state. So that suggests that Republican Party policies are actually better for families than Democrat ones. That she says there's one party that cares about babies.
Stephen, I don't know about this.
Well, there's an article out of the University of Texas this week that highlights the difference. This is written by Brad Wilcox.
Let me interject here for just a moment.
All right.
Maybe Democrats use prophylactics more so than Republican family planning, depending on...
Why would you be using that if you care about children? If you don't care about children, you don't want children, you're using those more.
Well, that's a whole other issue. Are you having relations within a marriage? Or are you, you know...
But that, you don't have to have relations within a marriage to have children.
No, but certainly it makes better sense.
But which policies are better at creating the situation where families can thrive? If you're not having babies, families aren't thriving. They're not growing. If you're not growing, are you thriving if you're not growing?
No.
And we talk about that all the time on the show. If you're not growing, you're not thriving.
No.
So in states where families aren't growing, are they thriving?
I just think there's some other factors. I understand where you're going with this.
Okay. This is an article written by Brad Wilcox, out of the University of Texas. He says, this is a study they just finished. The most important family policies that states should pursue are those that make family life more affordable for ordinary citizens and underscore the value of getting married and raising a family for the next generation. Do you disagree with any of that?
No. I'm on board with this point because I guess red states are more business friendly,
right?
Which would generally attract investment in terms of businesses opening and expanding.
So he says, since 2000, states in which Trump won the 2024 popular vote have experienced a 7% increase in their child population, whereas states which Harris won have experienced a 7% decrease. Now, that would include Minnesota. So in states where Republicans are in control, the fertility rate is higher, and the number of children living in those states has increased by 7%. In states where Democrats are in charge, fertility rate is lower, and the number of children living in those states has decreased by 7%. We don't need government programs to help families out. What we need are for governments to get out of the way and to stop taxing families to death and allow the families to thrive in an affordable environment.
But I also think it's hopefulness and hopelessness that drives whether a family, whether a couple brings a baby into this world.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
And joining us now from Altrua Health Ministries, Megan Sluder. Megan, welcome to American Ground Radio Show. Tell us, how is a health sharing ministry different from traditional health insurance?
Health insurance, we are paying 60 to 70% more in medical coverage than Altrua Health Share. So we are saving the American people 60 to 70% what we call contributions. It's different in that insurance, we are paying for many different things that maybe necessarily we don't agree with. Altrua, it's based on Christian principles, conservative values. So I would say the biggest difference is where you put your hard-earned money for your health sharing goes to what you believe in foundationally.
So a lot of folks, you know, they don't know what a procedure costs. The hospital doesn't necessarily disclose it. With regards to Altrua, does Altrua negotiate those rates?
So basically, Altrua is a membership for healthcare sharing, and it facilitates a member-to-member sharing. We have the contributions like we talked about, and they're deposited into an escrow account. And then we have teams of people that work with provider networks to get the deepest discounts for different procedures that maybe our members will have to go through. And so we have teams that go in, gather the deepest discounts on behalf of our Altrua Health Share members.
Now, since you're not health insurance, are you affected by things like an open enrollment period and by the Obamacare subsidies ending?
So here's the thing with the subsidies ending, it's actually, like I said earlier, 60 to 70% what people pay higher than what we have on our memberships. And then based on what an individual or families need, the price varies. Options that are more affordable for people. And so we will actually still be the solution to healthcare options for the American people.
Megan Sluder, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on American Ground Radio. We really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys, I can't turn you guys. I can't change the dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO and on here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, we were talking off the top of this hour about Roblox and how the Attorney General for the state of Tennessee was suing Roblox along
right.
with several other states across the country. You're talking about, you know, making more babies and how, you know, we need to be doing that certainly in this country.
Yeah.
But I want to remind folks that it was the Biden administration that lost nearly 130,000 migrant children.
It's insane how
they went missing under the Biden administration. Think about that number for just a moment. That's not paperwork. That's not case files. Those are children lost by the federal government, unaccounted for, and vulnerable.
Yeah.
And Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, I mean, she did not sugarcoat it. She said plainly what too many in our country are afraid to admit. These children are being exploited and trafficked, and they are being abused, and that is not rhetoric, that is reality, and it should horrify every decent person in this country.
The city where we broadcast from has a population of about, what, 178?
Something thousand.
170,000. Plus or minus. So almost the entire size of the city we are currently living in would be the population of that entire city disappearing, just going away. That's so disturbing and
yet the
troubling.
Left, and yet the left somehow holds on to that moniker that they are humanitarians,
right?
That they love children.
We've got to let
all
the,
about protecting the children.
We got to let the illegal immigrants come in because we are so compassionate. How compassionate are you when you don't care whether these children are being physically abused, emotionally abused, sexually abused? You don't even know where they are, and you couldn't be bothered to go find them.
And when the president of the United States, Donald Trump, does in fact find the majority of these children, I hope
he finds
every single one.
I agree.
It's not a political victory.
No.
It's our moral obligation.
Right, right. And again, thousands of the kids that they have found were being sexually trafficked, were being human trafficked. And that was going on in this country right now. And the Biden administration was okay with it. And the sad part about all that is none of that is fake news.
You are fake news.
Hey, kids, it's Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
And make sure you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us what your score is. You can also do it on our Instagram page. Tell us what your score is there. And
it's especially important this week
right.
because... of course, Santa Claus is determining who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Based off of your scores. Okay, the first one here. The Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts is being renamed after Donald Trump. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Okay, that's real news. That is real news.
That is real
news. It's not being changed to the Trump Center.
It's the Trump-Kennedy Center.
Yeah, so we're not erasing, the Kennedy name.
Second one, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been renamed Robert F. Trump Kennedy Jr.
Real news, fake news, really fake news. That's really fake news.
That's really fake news, yeah. That's really fake news.
It probably wouldn't hurt, though.
Maybe not. Okay, the state of Georgia illegally counted 315,000 early mail-in votes in the 2020 election that should not have been counted. Real news, fake news, or really fake
that
news?
That is real news.
That is real news. They just admitted that this week in the most secure election in American history.
Wait. I thought President Trump said, you got to find the votes, right? Remember he said
that? Right, he did say that.
Because they were stolen in the first place.
Yes, that's exactly what he said. All right, next one. Representative Ilhan Omar's son was pulled over by ICE. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That is not real news.
Really?
ICE said pull him over. We have no record of having pulled him over. He may have been pulled over by police. He was not pulled over by ICE.
I shouldn't have paid attention to the headline. I should have read through the whole story.
Next one. More than $1 billion worth of gold card immigration permits have already been sold in just over 2 weeks. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That is real news.
That is indeed real news. $1.3 billion worth so far.
The money just keeps rolling in.
Next one. How about this? Paris, France has canceled its annual New Year's Eve celebrations. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Oh, I'm going to go with real news on this one.
That is real news. Concerns over security concerns. Mm. That's why they said it's most likely Muslim extremist terrorism that they're concerned about.
That's just terrible.
After the shooting in Australia, the government has canceled Christmas celebrations in order to show solidarity with their Jewish residents. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news on that.
That's real news. I don't understand how canceling Christmas celebrations is the same as showing solidarity with Jewish residents.
Me neither.
What showing solidarity with Jewish residents would have been, you know, when they told us that they were going to be the victims of Muslim extremists, maybe we should have listened to that.
But at the same time, I don't think that the Jewish population there in Australia even wants something like that to happen.
They don't. Next one. The government-sponsored suicide is the fourth leading cause of death in Canada. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is real news.
That is really, yeah, that's real news, yeah.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But they keep... It's a slippery slope, and they keep going down it.
The founding fathers were in favor of government-sponsored suicide. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Of course that is fake news.
Yes, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she said that. How about this this last one? Washington, D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith resigned this week because after the Trump sent in the National Guard, there's nothing for her to do. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. Yes,
although it is true, I would think for the most part.
Kind of. So let us know what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. Tell us your score, and based upon your score, you will either be put on the naughty list or the nice list.
I think I'm on the nice list.
Yeah, I think so. I think
you did pretty well this week.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Boy, I tell you, sometimes these shows, we develop a theme, but it's not necessarily planned.
Okay.
We talked about Roblox and the importance of protecting children.
Yeah.
We talked about Kristi Noem and the fact that the federal government is trying to locate nearly 130,000 migrant children that disappeared during the Biden administration. Yeah. We talked about red states versus blue states in terms of which were more hospitable toward starting families and making families.
Yeah.
And now Florida, apparently, thanks to the 11th United States Circuit Court of Appeals, is now been given the green light to enforce its law preventing children from attending sexually explicit drag shows.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, adult entertainment, I mean, that it's not appropriate for children.
No.
They don't have a right to adult entertainment.
Right.
Stop talking about, freedom of speech here. I mean, you're talking about inappropriate material that children do not have the capacity to process.
It's the grooming of children. It's not free speech. If you want to do that for adults, fine, that's free speech. But for kids, it's not appropriate at all. It's grooming at that point.
So it's a victory. This is a great victory.
Yes.
For parents.
Yes.
For common sense.
For the next generation.
And for the idea that childhood is worth protecting.
Yes.
Right? Protect the kids.
It is good that the state of Florida looked at these drag shows trying to go and do this in front of kids and that they said, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Well, we've all seen the Salvation Army red kettles outside Walmarts and grocery stores, and we've all heard the sound of change being dropped into those kettles, making a tinkling sound as they hit the bottom. Well, last week in Barrie, Vermont, a coin dropped into a kettle didn't make the tinkling sound. It made a thunk. As workers got back to Salvation Army headquarters, they discovered someone had dropped in a gold coin. It was a walking Liberty coin, and they weren't sure just exactly how much it was worth, so they took it to get appraised and discovered it was worth $4,100. That coin on its own was about 8% of the Salvation Army's goal in Barrie, Vermont this year.
You know that individual? As good as gold.
Oh, that's
that
nice,
donated
nice,
that.
That's very good. Well done.
It's a season of giving.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.